Okay, today's daf is Krisus daf Yud Tes, and we are on Yud Chesim Abeis as we continue here in Perek Safek Achal Chelev, the Perek all about Ashim Talui, Safek Averos. We've been talking a lot about Averos in general over this during this entire Masechta, different types of Averos, how you machalik between different types of Averos. That was the third Perek, being machalik between Chatos and Krisus, and this Perek is about not sure if one did an Avera and not sure if one did Averos that are b'chayev them achatas, Averos that are b'chayev them an asham, as we'll see. What about an asham tali? So we just went into the bottom of Yud Ches Mabez. We had an important line related to Me'ila, because we were talking about the discussion, Rabbi Machlokes, Rabbi Zeira and Abaya, about Chilach Chatos and not Chilach Chatos. So we got into Me'ila a little bit. Just one correction from yesterday. I said something incorrect yesterday and the day before, a little bit at the end. The case of Suffolk, Yav, when the man and the woman got married, and she got married within 3 months of the husband dying, so we're not sure which father is the right father. So we spoke about that. She has to get divorced because she doesn't know if there's an Isser of Eishes Ach or not. And we spoke about the issue of Suffolk Mamzer. So the child for sure is not a Mamzer. Either the child is the son of the first husband, and therefore there was no mitzvah of Yibam, she has to get divorced, or she's the son of the second husband, and there is a mitzvah of Yibam, and the child is the child. So for sure, there's also, we spoke about Suffolk Mamzer, but the child is for sure not a Mamzer, or a Suffolk Mamzer. It's just that the situation is that she has to get divorced, because we're not sure about her relationship, but the child is not a Mamzer, but we did speak a little bit about Suffolk Mamzer in that context. Okay, Yud Ches on the base. So let's pick up we're going to start with V'chinam or Eish Lakish, six lines up from the bottom, but just one ha'ara, as I alluded to yesterday on the last line that we read right before that. We spoke about the kapara of Yom Kippur. We spoke about, does Yom Kippur mechaper, does it work every second? Does it work only at the end of Yom Kippur? So the Gemara then said, what about Mi'ila? Should Yom Kippur be mafsik and mechalik for the maisa avera of Me'ila, which we know can be mitztarif lezman meruba? If I get hana'a a little bit today and a little bit next year, even with Yom Kippur in the middle, Yom Kippur will not be mechalik. Why not? So the Gemara says Yom Kippur is mechalik for Isurim and not for Mamanis, which is a very crucial line, which tells me that Me'ila is in the world of Mamanis, not only in the world of Isurim. Right? So that's what Reb Chaim discusses. That just about one makar related. All the Achronim discuss it, but Reb Chaim in Hilchas Me'ila and Perches discusses this based on the Tosfos. He proves it based on the Tosfos, that the root of Me'ila is not just an Isser of Bizayon Hekdish, which it is, but it also is a form and related to Gezel somewhat, of Gezel Hekdish, and maybe that's step one. It's Gezel Hekdish, and therefore it is Bizayon Hekdish. He talks about a Tosfos about Metzia, where Tosfos discusses that the Gemara talks about the context of the rights of a worker to eat the fruits of the trees that he's working in. If a worker is working in a field, the pasuk says that one is not allowed to prevent the worker from eating, just like similar, not exactly the same, but similar to muzzling an animal, losaksum shar bedisho, but one has to allow the worker to partake of the food that he's working in, and there are different rules of when is it allowed. It has to be a mechubar or a talush, or could he wait till I get to the good ones later on in the field. Either way, the Gemara quotes a pasuk to exclude Hekdish, meaning if some of the fruit are also Hekdish, of course the worker cannot take part. And that mark was a pasuk, Re'achalim ute Hekdish. So Tosfos asks, what do you need a pasuk for? You don't need a pasuk for any of the other Yisurim. Let's say it's a Nazir worker. So do you need a pasuk to say that he can't eat the grapes of that he's working in? What if it's Maiser Sheni fruit? Right? Is it, again, think about a Hechi Timsi that it's still Mechubar, but some other type of Isser. So do we need a pasuk? You don't need a pasuk, it's Aser. Why would I have thought that Me'ila, the Hekdesh, would have been Mutter, and that's what the Torah has to tell us in Mechadesh, L'Reach Alim Ute Hekdesh. Who explains Reb Chaim, that's exactly the point. If Me'ila at root is an Isser of Gezel, then maybe I would have thought that just like there's no Isser Gezel regarding the Hedyot, because I'm allowed to take this, eat this fruit, because that's the pasuk in the Torah, that a worker is allowed to partake. So I would have thought just like that Isser Gezel is Mutter, so too, the other Isser Gezel is Mutter, the Isser of Gezel Hekdesh. And that's why I would have had the hava mina that it's mutter. The be'emes says Reb Chaim lo shayach lemeil of klal shar isurim migazel bilvad isur mimamona lo yafinan ella de bepoel lo dehutar iser gezel. Ki im da ide zedi tira hatura lepoa lechol bekamas chavero memela ein ze gezel klau. It's not gezel ma sheenkein ben nazir u meiser sheni chutz lachoma vishari surim dari hein be isuran imkin mechatesi e mutra poa ba asrlo. Velotzarach lemute klau. You don't need it. So what do you see from here? Mavur mizad to call yisod isur meilahu mishum din gezel hektish. That, and even just from the fact of the line that our Gemara quoted, the fact that he can be mitztarif lizman meruba, right? He can do a little bit today and a little bit next week and a little bit next year. That idea, tzirif is lizman meruba, and achilos on achilos chaveru mitztarfin. It's all about gezel, and therefore you can add up the quantity over a long amount of time. That's why I would have thought that there's no gezel here. I'm allowed to partake of it. And that's why you need a pasuk to exclude. Okay, there's more. That's just one raya. But again, this line of the Gemara is crucial for understanding that sugya of Yom Kippur not being mechaper on Mi'ila, so to speak, with the Ashram Talui, because it's called Mamon and not Isser. Okay, Vachain. So let's continue with Vachain. Again, we're still discussing what exactly is a hefsik when it comes to chatas. When it comes to chatas. We know for sure that avada yediya is machalik for chatas. If I know that I violated, I didn't realize, I know that I violated, and then I forgot again. So that for sure works, avada yediya. And a suffik yediya works for Asham Talui, because that's what happened. I wasn't sure that I did it. If I know for sure that in between, then I'm not chayav Hashem Tali anymore. I know for sure that I did a suffik, Avera. Right? So those work. So what about a suffik yediya for chatas? Right? That was the machlokes we saw, Rabbi Zeira and Abaya and Rava up above. So now we're going to get back to some other shitas that weigh in on that issue. So again, Vachain Amar Rish Lakish. About six lines up for the bottom. Kan Shana Rebbe, Yedio Safig Mechalkos Lachatos. Again, it's how we understand Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe is the Brisa that was quoted on top, back on the fourth line, if you remember, on the top of Yut Chesem Abeis. The case was, if somebody eats Safig Chela V'Nodalo, Safig Chela V'Nodalo, Rebbe says, just like he brings a Chatas on each one, so he brings an Ashatali on each one. So what type of Yedio? What does it mean, Nodalo? That's the question. So, Rebbe Shlokir says, Kan Shana Rebbe, Yedio Safig Mechalkos Lachatos. Even a suffik yediya, as we said before, is machalik lachatas. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, ein yediyo suffik machalkos lachatas. No, Rabbi Yochanan says not true. Only a vaday and not a suffik. Ela hachiktani. And how do you understand it then? The parallel, right? Didn't Rebbe make a parallel between chatas and asham? So how do you read the words of the parallel? So you read it like this, says Rabbi Yochanan. Kishem shim hoysalo yediya vaday mevi al kolachas va'achas. Just like if you have yediyah vada, you bring a chatas for each one. Kachim ha'isol yediyah suffik, maybe Hashem told you galachas v'achas. There's a parallel between chatas and Hashem. Fine. So says the Gemara. Bish l'malar Reb Yochanan. According to Reb Yochanan, I understand what the parallel is supposed to be. Hainu t'katali l'Hashem b'chatas. I understand that the chatas is the start and the Hashem is tali on the chatas. Because it starts with the chatas being a vada yediya. But, says the Gemara, right, look at Rashi for a second, hainu detoli lo asham b'chatas, dikishev shemaisa lo yediya vada is b'bentayim, haisa mechalekas l'chatas, just like it's a vada yediya, it's mechalek, dikhsev ahoda elav chataso, kach yediya sovi mechalekas l'ashamos, maybe asham toli al kalachas v'achas. That language makes sense. Just like chatas brings for the vada, so do asham brings for the suffik. But, back to the Gemara, el reish lakish, Chatas ba'ashem iboyle. But according to Reish Lakish, who says that even idea suffix words for chatas, how do you know idea suffix words for chatas? Obviously, from asham. So it should be chatas tali ba'asham, not asham tali ba'chatas. The source of idea suffix is by asham. So it should be the opposite. Chatas ba'ashem iboyle. You should have been tole it in the opposite direction. Kasha. So that's a little difficult in the language of Rebbe, says the Gemara. Good. So, v'ramid Rabbi Yochanan, v'ramid Reish Lakish, other Reish Lakish. So now we're going to ask a stira between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish about suffik yediyos. Reish Lakish here seems to say a suffik yediyah is enough. Right? That's Rebbe, to be machalik. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you need a vada yediyah. So we go into the taste of Shnei Shvilin. Tanya, the world of Shnei Shvilin, which is a huge topic, comes up in Maseches Psachim, and it comes up right here. A Mishnah slash Tosefta, depending which word, which version you have, in Maseches Taharos. The case is as follows. Shnei Shvilin, Echadam Echatar, there are two paths. One of them is Tame and one of them is Tahar. The Holach, so in the Sugyas and Psachim, it talks about two people, they each went on one path, and they came, one of them is Vaday Tame, but if they come to ask the question separately or together, so this is a related discussion. So one Tame path, you know there's a dead body that's buried underneath one of the paths that takes up the entire path, so you know going down that path is Vaday Tame. So one path is Tame, one path is Tar. The Holach Marishon, a person goes down the first path, Velo Nichnas, and he did not go into the Beis HaMikdash. He went down the first path. B'sheni v'nechnas, and then he went down the second path, and after that he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, chayef. That's pashut. That he's chayef. Right? Because he knows that he's tameh. Right? Whether he was tameh for the first path or the second path, but he went into the Beis HaMikdash after having gone through both paths, he knows he's vadei tameh, so he goes into the Beis HaMikdash, so then he is chayef. He's chayef for bias mikdash. Right? Rashi says, ika yidia vados. V'tamehu. He went through both of them. Next, Holach Barishon, Vinichnas. What happens? What if he went through the first path? We're going to read the parentheses. The Rishonim seem to have the Gersa. Holach Barishon, Vinichnas, Pater. If he went into the first path, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash after going through the first path, Pater, because maybe he's not Tame. B'sheni, Vinichnas, Chayiv. If he then went into the second path, and then he went into the Beis HaMikdash again, he's going to be Chayiv. Right? Because even though he's not sure which one he was tameh for, the first time or the second time, the version that we have, we'll have to see if everybody agrees to this, the Tanakhama holds that you're chayav in that case, because Lamaisa, you went into the Beis HaMikdash the second time after having gone down both paths, and therefore you're vadei tameh. But Halach Barishon v'nechnas, what if he went down the first path, and he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and then he was matar himself? The Hiza Vishana Vitava. He had Hazaya of the Paraduma on day 3 and day 7, and Vitali went to the mikvah. So now he's tar. And then the same thing happened. V'halach b'sheni v'nechnas chayev. The Tanakhama again says there, you're chayev in that case too. Why? Because Lamaisa, you for sure went down the Tame path and then went into the Beis HaMikdash. Even though you don't know which one was the problem, the Tanakhama says you're chayev in that case. How exact does your yediyah have to be? That's what we're getting into here about Safik Yediyos. And again, the next Mishnah will also talk about it if you're not sure which Aveira you did. Rav Hashem, we'll get there soon. But those are the three cases. Again, one case where he went down one path, he went down the other path, he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Case number two, he went down one path, he went into the Beis HaMikdash. He went to the second path, he went into the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Third case, he went down one path, he went into the Beis HaMikdash, and he was matar himself. And then he went down one path, the other path. He went into the Beis HaMikdash. It was Matar himself. So in all three cases, the Tanakhama says Chayev. Rabbi Shimon Poter Bezu. Rabbi Shimon Poters in this last case. This last case. Why? Because he really does not know. He was Tahar from the first path when he went into the Beis HaMikdash the second time. So he really doesn't know which one caused. This case number two, at least, he knows. He wasn't Matar himself in the middle, and he went in after having gone down both paths. But Rabbi Shimon, Poter Bezu, Rashi on top, Tishnei Tumos Ninu. It's two separate Tumos, and you don't know. Akol Chada V'chada, Knisa, Ikalameimar, Shvil Zeh, Hu Hator. Each time he went into the Beis HaMikdash, you could say, well, he's Tahar. Each time he went in. Hilkach Leka Yediya Vados Betchila. There is no Yediya Vados before going into the Beis HaMikdash, that I am Tame, and therefore if I go in, I would be violating. And as we know from Masechta Shavuos, remember those first couple of prakim, they spoke all about Tuma, Yediyah Basof, you need Yediyah, according to this opinion of Rabbi Shimon, you need Yediyah, Batchilo Ubasof, the Helem Beitayim, and a forgetting in the middle. And that is Rabbi Shimon Shita, there's no Yediyah. Fine. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, poter bekulan. Rav Shimon ben Yehuda poters even in the earlier cases of Mishum Rabbi Shimon. His version of Rabbi Shimon is not only in case number three, but even the earlier cases, you're also poter. It's still not clear which act made you tameh, and therefore you're not sure. Says the Gemara, afilo bakamaisa, even in the first case, even in the first cases, you know, there, you know. What about the time you go into the second path, you go into the basement, let's say the second case number two. By the time you go into the Beis HaMikdash for the second time, you haven't been matar yourself, and you know you've gone down both paths. So even there, Rabbi Shimon says, Pater? Amar Rava, Hachmayaskinan, Kigon Shahalach Barishon, Ubishas Hilucha Bisheni, Shachach Shahalach Barishon. If he would remember that he went down both paths before he went into the base of Migdash the second time, then for sure, yes, Rabbi Shimon would agree there. The case of Machlokas is where he didn't remember. He went down path number one, and then when he went down path number two, he did not remember that he went down path number one. So when he goes into the base of Migdash, he does not remember that he had gone down both paths, and he's Vaday Tame. So what about that case? He remembers a little bit. Miksas. He remembers Miksas. Ubaha pligi. So the machlokas is as follows. Tanakama savar mixas yadia ki yadia damia. Tanakama says, so what that you don't remember? You remember you went down one path? That's good enough. Mixas yadia ki yadia dami, and therefore you would be chayiv in this case. That's called a yadia betchila. That's called a yadia betchila for hilchash tumas mikdash. Rabbi Shimon savar mixas yadia lav ki yadia dami, and Rabbi Shimon says, no, Mixas Yediyah is not Yediyah, and therefore you would not be Chayiv in this case. That's not called the Yediyah Batchila. We didn't get to the Kasha yet, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. But at first we were explaining this Machlokes Tanoi. Rashi in Shvuas does say, this is quoted there in Shvuas Dav Yates on the base, Rashi says that this Yediyah Suffik is better than other Yediyah Suffik. It's a little bit better. Rashi in Shvuas, Yates on the base, says, quoting this case, Tanakhama Savar, Tanakhama Liud Rabbi Shimon to Poter, Behizav Shana, Vena Poter, Berishona Savar, Tkiva to Tumas Vadaihu, Avagav Diyu Lo Yada Lakulhe, Detavila Yedias Vadai, Elidia Safik, Adifahi Mehanach Yedia Safik, Dehizav Shana. It's better than the others. Dahasam Yada Le Lakule Milsa, Vefiluachi Safiku, Avalacha Ihavi Yada Lakula Milsa, Havilidia Vados. He just forgot he went in. But really, if you remember you went in, then it would be a Yediyah Kula. It's not like the other cases where you really don't know which one was Matameyu. Hilkach lav Yediyah Safik ola Miksas Yediyah Vadois. It's not called the Yediyah Safik, it's called Miksas Yediyah Vadois. Well, Miksas Yediyah, that's the Machlokas, is it Kachal HaYediyah or not? Good. So that's the Machlokas, the Tanakama, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, Amar Mar. Let's talk about it a little deeper and come to our question. Halach barishon v'nichnas v'hiza v'tava. V'halach b'sheni v'nichnas chayiv. So in the case number three, right, the case where he went in and then he was mazeh, so you're chayiv according to the Tanakhama. Amai chayiv halo havi le yediya. In that case, he didn't have a yediya at all, did he? He was tar in the middle. He was tarred in the middle, so there's no yediyah of tumah. Each time, maybe I didn't go down this, I'm not tameh. So why would he be chayiv in that case? There's no yediyah batchila. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, Amani Rabbi Shmuel hi, tolobo yediyah batchila. Maybe it's Rabbi Shmuel Shita, if we remember back in Masechta Shavuos, he does not require a yediyah batchila. Learned out in Masechta Shavuos. As we'll see, the Rabbi Shmuel uses all the psukim for something else, so therefore there's no pasuk left to teach me that you need a yediyah batchila. So if you don't need a yediyah batchila, that's why. In case number three, the Tanakhama says chayiv. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu teimer rabbanan, kan asu safik yediyah ki yediyah. Rabbi Yochanan says no, maybe here the rabbanan treated a safik yediyah like a yediyah, right? Like a vada yediyah. So one second, Rabbi Yochanan says you treat a suffix like a vadai. So this is our kasha now, because we just said before that Rabbi Yochanan holds down here that a suffix yediyah by a chatas is not good enough. Rish Lakish says a suffix is good enough, and Rabbi Rish Lakish gave the other answer here. That's the kasha. Salka daitach kan asu. When Rabbi Yochanan says here by Tumas Mikdash they made suffix like vadai, that doesn't mean anything different here. Kan asu v'hu adin l'chalotar akula, meaning that's the rule. When you have suffik, so then it's good enough to be treated as a vada yediyah kasha, the Rabbi Yochanan, not the Rabbi Yochanan. So then we have a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, kasha the Reish Lakish, the Reish Lakish. So we have a machlokes, amoraim, not a machlokes, stira in the amoraim between Rabbi Yochanan Shita and Reish Lakish Shita, about suffik yediyah in between. So bishlam ad Rabbi Yochanan, ad Rabbi Yochanan, lo kasha. According to Rabbi Yochanan, there's no kasha. Look at his lashon, he said, here we treat it like a vadai. So you could just say, here is different. He's emphasizing. Kan asu, here, by the case of Tumas Mikdash, in these cases, we make a suffix like Vaday, Aval Kupachal Tar Kula Lo. But in general, not. And why would this case be different? Umay Taima, because Hacha Ksiv, Hacha Gabi Tuma, Ksiv Vin Elami Menu, Vihu Tame. it was hidden from him that he is tamei. Yediyah dispa nami safik chayiv kra. Right? It was hidden from him totally, but here it wasn't hidden from him totally. He knew a little bit. Knew a possibility. So that's why that could be included by Tumas Mikdash. Avalachalatar kulak siv ohoda elav chataso. Right? Chatas, it says, he knows his chiyiv of chatas. So Rabbi Yochanan would say, I isla yediyah uda mechayiv. There's a vada yediyah that works to be mechalik, and not a safik yediyah. So that's the answer to the Rabbi Yochanan's contradiction. Special limudim. El Reish Lakish Kasha, but according to Reish Lakish, if he says Safik Yediyah works over here by Chilik Chataos, if Safik Yediyah works there, so why here does he have to say, oh, it's like Rabbi Yishmael, that doesn't need a Yediyah at all? Maybe he need it, maybe it should be, it is a Yediyah, it's just a Safik Yediyah is enough. Adamukum like Rabbi Yishmael, look like a Rabbi. Right, why wouldn't he say it's like Rabbi, who holds that Safik Yediyah is good enough, in the again, Safik Yediyah in the context of Chataos is good enough, so why wouldn't you apply that to the case of Tumas Mikdash? So he says, you're right, the Gemara says, he could have said that, but he's just adding another Chiddush, HaKamashval under Rabbi Shmuel Nami, Lo Bo Yediyah Batchila. He's saying that Rabbi Shmuel also doesn't need a, he's telling you Rabbi Shmuel's din, Rabbi Shmuel doesn't need a Yediyah Batchila, ask the Gemara, but we know that already. Homas Dizali, it's a Beferish Mishnah in Shvuas that Rabbi Shmuel does not require a yediyah batchila. Ditzna, and Rabbi Shmuel Amar v'ne'alam v'ne'alam shtei pa'amim l'chayev al helam tuma v'yal helam mikdash. Right, the Mishnah says that he's chayev for helam tuma helam mikdash, and as Rashi explains, and there's no pasuk left according to Rabbi Shmuel to teach me that you need a yediyah batchila. It's not like he has a makar that you don't need it, but there's no makar that you do need it. Therefore, Mamela, Rabbi Shmuel holds that way. So what's Rabbi Shmuel's chiddush? Right? Well, what's Reish Lakish's Chiddush? We know that about Rabbi Yishmael from elsewhere already. So Gemara says the following. Itzrich, no, you might have thought that even without a pasuk, you would require it. Saka, remember, there's no explicit source that says that according to Rabbi Yishmael, that you do not require. It's just that there's no makar that you do require. So, Itzrich, Saka, da chamina, I would have thought, mikra leslay, migamara islay. I would have thought that fine. There's no pasuk, but I would have thought that's his mesorah. I would have thought he has a mesorah that you might need it. Kamashvalan, that's the chiddush of Reish Lakish, that even alpi mesorah, he does not require a yediyah batchila at all. Good. The word Gemara, whenever it comes up in Gemara, it's good to talk about the word Gemara. Remember the Vilna Gaon about where the word Gemara. Gemara means to learn, right? There are many words in the Torah that, in the Gemara, let's say, that mean something, but Bnei Yisrael have taken it to be Rosh Yitevis also, like Teku. Teku means let it stand. Let it stand, okay, it's an unanswerable suffix. But of course we know the Bali Svarim, Tishbi Ataritz Kushis Vabayo. So the Gemara is another one that the Vilna Gaon said over. Gemara means to learn. He has a Gemara, he has a Mesorah. But as he said over, when Ravina and Ravashi finished the Gemara, they sent it up to Shemayim, to get the stamp of approval from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this should be the ground zero of Torah Shebaal Peh. This should be the basis of it all. This should have special power, like the Rama writes in Choshe Mishpat, that you can't argue on the Gemara. Right? Later, the Bezdin could argue on earlier about the Dinim. But you can't argue on the Gemara. And he quotes the Gemara from Baba Metzia, pei hey, pei dalet, pei hey, Ravina Ravashi Sofara. But where does that power come from? Because so it was sent up to Shemayim to get the stamp of approval of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it down with the Malachim, Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel, Gemara. And they gave it and they said, yeah, this is it. This is our stamp of approval, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stamp of approval for the ground zero of Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? This is it. This is the source of it all. Right? Shas, that as we know it. Okay, yes, do we know? Are there missing parts, censored? Okay, but Lamaisa, this is the Gemara. Fine. Says the next Mishnah. Next type of questions talking about various Averis. You're not sure, but here, it's not that you're not sure if you did an Avera, you're not sure which Avera you did. You know you did an Avera. So is that Chayav and Asham Tali or not? So it says the Mishnah. If Chaylev and Nosar, not kosher fat and leftover from the Karbanos, you did an Avera, you're not sure which one. Achal of Ezmehen Achal. Ishto Nida, Va'achoso Imo, Bibayas. So he either violated an Isser Kares with his wife, Nida, or with his sister. Shagag Va'achas Be'amenia De Bezmehen Shagag. Shabbos V'yom HaKippurim. V'yasa Malacha Ben HaShmashos. Ve'en yodea be'ezem e'en asa. So in all these cases, you know you did an Avera, but I'm not sure which Avera I did. So, Rabbi Eliezer mechayev chatos, Rabbi Eliezer says you're chayev a chatos in that case. Because you vada did an Avera. Right? It's not you're something which one, but you vada an Avera. When if you did an Avera, you're chayev a carbon chatos. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you don't have to know which Avera you did. As long as you know you did an Avera, that's chayev a chatos, you bring a chatos. What vidui do you do? It's a good question. Right? Smicha and vidui. Right? Do you have to explicate the Avera, l'chora, right? But the vidui, the Rambam quotes in Maisa Karbanos, Chataz Yavisi Pashati, the unique vidui of Karbanos. Okay. Question. Rabbi Zim Achayev Chataz, Rabbi Yeshua Poter, Rabbi Yeshua says Pater. Yeshua says, Pater on the, in this case, because you don't know which Avera you did. And if you don't know which Avera you did, then you're Chayev Chataz. Part of the Chiv of Chataz is being specific. Amar Rabbi Yossi, lo nechleku al ha'osim malacha ben hashmasos shehu patur. Rabbi Yossi says, take out the one about Yom Kippur and Shabbos. Yom Kippur and Shabbos, take out. Why? You're patur in that case. Shani omer, mixas asa hayom, and mixas asa lamachar. Because maybe, if it's Yom Kippur and Shabbos, maybe you did half the malacha today, half the malacha tomorrow. Maybe you're not chayiv in either case. Mixas hayom asa, mixas hayom, mixas hayom. Alma nechleku. You thought it was weekday, and ended up being either Shabbos or Yom Kippur. You did it on one of those days. You don't know which one. That's the suffix, right? Says Rabbi Yossi. Oh, al ha'ose ve'en yodeh me'en eze malacha asa. Or different. You did an avera on one of these days, Shabbos. You don't know which malacha you did. Eina yodea me'ein eza malacha asa. So that case also, Rabbi Eliezer Machayev, that's the case, says Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Eliezer Machayev chata Rabbi Yossi poter. Fine. That's interesting to talk about. First of all, what's the Gemara's going to talk about? What's the machlokas? Rabbi Yossi tadakam. Rabbi Yossi says, it can't be bein hashvashos, because maybe it was chatzi now, chatzi tomorrow. So what did the Rabbanan answer back to that? So we'll have to see. But let's talk about the next phrase for a moment. Next phrase, Rabbi Yossi also says, there's a machlokas, if you did a malacha, you don't know me'ein eza malacha asa. What is that? What does that mean? Rashi. Look at Rashi for a moment. You don't know if you're a choresh or zoreya. How do you not know if you're a choresh or zoreya? Right? Maybe you do an act. You're not sure. You know, did it help the ground? Did it help the trees? There are some cases that are mesupik. Right? You're not sure which you made holes in the ground. So is that to put the seeds in? Is that getting the ground better? Right? Choresh is a ashvuye karka. In order to do the next stage, but it's related. Okay, but that's Rashi. If you look in the Aruch Laner, the Aruch Laner wonders here, we had earlier in the Masechta, the language of me'ein eza malacha, me'ein usually means tolda. Me'ein malacha, that phrase. So why dafka does it talk about toldos here? Should be, you don't know which malacha you did. Why dafka tolda? Question one. Question two, why should it matter which av malacha you did? You violated lo sasa kol malacha. You want to know chela versus nosar, fine. Two different shemos isser. But you have to know which av malacha you did in order to be chayev achatos. It's all the same pasuk. Remember that Rashi in Shavuos on Daf Chaf, the Minchas Chinuch loves that Rashi. He quotes it all the time, a number of times, where Rashi says, see, it gives the impression that when you give hasra, you have to give hasra by quoting the pasuk. But if by Shabbos, there's only one pasuk. Lo sasa kol malacha, unless it's hotza'ah. But why would you think otherwise? Ask the Aruch Laner. Yesh lavin lamachashiv zeh she'eni yodea b'mechata. Why is this cool that you don't know? Yada shechata b'chilo Shabbos. What's the difference? So he says, it must be, as we'll see this soon also, that's how the Mishnah looks at it. The Mishnah looks at it as separate shemos iser, even though it's the same pasuk. Nechshav kol av malacha l'chet b'fnei atzmo. V'lachein, imeni yodei amchata b'choresh o b'zorei, havi kemi, shenistapik b'averos chalukos, amchel v'achal onosar achal. It's an amazing chiddush. But that's how it's clear from the Mishnah. But he says, according to this, what about toldos of one av? What if you know you did Zoreya, but you're not sure which of the toldos of Zoreya you did? So what about that case? She yodea vade shechata b'toldos shalav echad, aval eni yodea eze toldos asa. Kigon, you cut, but you don't know if you cut zarim talash im zamar. Yehelefitam shekasavnu so lechora. You should be, maybe you should be chayv achatos there also, because you don't, you know. Dozei yodea be'ezem malachas, me'avos malachos chata. V'masakulam be'alamachas in a chayv alachas. So what about that case? So he says maybe that's what the Mishnah is alluding to by saying me'ein malacha. Hadanakad Rabbi Yossi, ve'eni yodea me'ein ezem malacha asa, l'diyuka de Rabbi Yoshua nakad kein. It's for the diak of Rabbi Yeshua, who says here that you're putter if you don't know which Avera. It's dafka if you don't know which Eza tolda me Eza av asa. Right? He says, you don't know me'ein malacha, which tolda from which av. But if you know which av, you're just not sure which tolda, maybe even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that you're chayev. That's the chiddush. Again, separate avos, fine, that's separate. It's separate, then that's called, you're not sure which Avera you did. But what if it's separate toldos from different Avos? So that's the machlokas here. Rabbi Yeshua, you have to know which Avera you did. But even Rabbi Yeshua would agree that if it's two different toldos from the same Av, so then that would be chayev, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, and that is the diuk that the Aruch Haner has here in the Mishnah. Amazing diuk. There is the Tosas Chaim from Menachem Zemba, points out, again, this is a big topic, but it's a fascinating one. He quotes a machlokas that he feels between the Tosfos Rid and Rashi. Tosfos Rid and Rashi about how do you look at, like, this issue that we're talking about, Melech HaShabbos. How do you look at, we know Chelev and Nosar and Dam are all different Isurim. So how do you look at Chore Zoreya and Kotzer? So he quotes a machlokas Rashi and the Tosfos Rid, without getting into the details. He holds that Rashi holds its Gufin Muchlakin. It's like five different Nidos. So it's all the same Isser, but you know why you're chayav different karbanos? Because it's different gufin. So Rashi looks at it as gufin mechlakin. While the Tosas Rid, he quotes from Shavas Kuflamet Ches, he quotes the Tosas Rid, seems to say that no, it's like Shemos mechlakin. Even more mechulak than Rashi. It's Shemos mechlakin. And then he goes into, he thinks Argamar works better with the Tosas Rid than for Rashi. According to Rashi, if it's just gufin mechlakin, so why does the Mishnah say that according to Rabbi Yoshua you're going to be Pater, it's different, it's not called, you don't know what chet you did? Rashi is more difficult to fit in. If you say it's just goof and mechlokin of the same shemisser, so that would be a little more difficult. Amai be'eno yodea, this is Tosfos Chaim Simen Hey. Be'eno yodea, eza malacha asa, pata michatas, havirak safik beza goof, the shemo iser echad uchilo Shabbos. So it sounds really like the Tosfos Rid, that Shabbos is Shemos Mechalkin, as the Aruch Haner also said. Okay, let's continue the Mishnah. So Rabbi Yossi knocked out the Bein Hashmashas case, and he added in, you don't know, Me'ein Eiz Malacha. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Potro Hayer Rabbi Yeshua Af Me'ashem Tali. When Rabbi Yeshua says that you're Pater from Achatas, if you don't know which Aver you did, you're also Pater from Ashem Tali. Even though you know that, because why Ashem Tali is, you don't know you did an Avera. Here, you know you did an Avera, you just don't know which one. That's not Ashem Tali. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omrim, Lo Nech Leku Al Davar Shumi Shem Echad Shu Chayiv. There's no machlokes with this Shem Echad, right? If it's one Shem Isser, right? Two trees, you don't know which tree you cut from on Shabbos. Al Ma Nech Leku Al Davar Shumi Shem Be Shemos. The only issue is two Shemos. Like what? Rashi gives the examples. Safik Katzer, Safik Tachan. Safik Te'enim, Safik Anavim. That's also, if it's two different te'ena trees, so then that's shem echad. If it's te'enim and anavim, Rashi says, right, that's shtei shemos. Shebelezer, mechayev chadas, Rabbi Yeshua poter. That's the machlokas. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, back in the Mishnah, afilu neskavim lol kot te'enim, velikin anavim. Anavim velikin te'enim. No, even in that case, where it's two, you wanted to be locate, again, Rashi already said this. You wanted to be malakate figs, and instead you did grapes or vice versa. Shcharos like lavanos, lavanos like shcharos. Even in that case, Rabbi Lazar Machayev Chatas, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. And that's Rabbi Yehuda says, I have that version of the machlokas. Vitamahani and Potter Rabbi Yeshua. But I am surprised if Rabbi Yeshua really potters in that case. You want to pick the black fruit, and you pick the white fruit, you want to pick the tatum and the anavim, why do you be potter in that case? Im kein, lama nemar asher chataba, right, unusual for the Mishnah to have limudim, but it has it here, so what's asher chataba? You have to know exactly what you did, asher chataba, isn't that his source? You have to know exactly about the chait that you did, pra limis asek. That's would exclude a case of misasek. Misasek literally means involved in an action. Right, that's what we're going to get into today. Be'ez Hashem. Misasek. What's misasek? Rashi says, behetera, meaning, oh, I bend down, I think I'm going to pick up a flower. I pick flowers before Shabbos. I cut them and I wanted to bring them in on Shabbos. So I pick them, I go outside, I think I'm picking a flower that's already talush, and by mistake I picked up a flower that's mechubar. So there, it's not that you had kavana for a malacha and you did a different malacha. You didn't have kavana for a malacha at all. So that's excluded. That's called misasek. And that's putter. That's putter. But in the other cases of putter, Rabbi Yehuda says, that's very surprising. Very surprising, and therefore the Gemara is going to talk about how do you view this. So we have a couple of different versions in the Tanoim of what the Machlokas is between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Again, the Yesod is, Rabbi Eliezer says, you don't have to know which Averi you did. As long as you only did an Averi, Chayav HaChatos. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you have to know which Averi you did. And if not, you're not Chayav HaChatos, and according to one version, you're not even Chayav HaHashem Tali. Because that's not the chi of Hashem Tali. So Tanya, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Manavshach. Rabbi Eliezer says, now expanding on what it was said in the Mishnah, either way, Ichelo Bachal Chayev. Inoser Achal Chayev. Iishtonida Baal Chayev. Iachoso Baal Chayev. Ibishabis Asamalacha Chayev. Vibiyam Kibur Asamalacha Chayev. You did an Avera. Why should it make a difference which Avera you did? Omar Lord Yeshua, Harihu Omer Asher Chataba, Ashivada Loba Mechata. No, chatas is only when you know which avera you did. And if you don't know that, you don't have the kapara possibility and opportunity. Rabbi Eliezer, hi my ba, my avile. What would Rabbi Eliezer use ba for? Asher chata ba, if you don't have to know which avera you did. Mi ba ele, prat le misasek. That excludes misasek. Misasek, where you know you're involved in an avera, but there's something lacking. This is huge. We'll just read some Gemara and then we'll try to squeeze in what we have time for. Let's just do this section of Misasek. So Misasek Demai. So every line here is chock full. So what sake does Rabbi Eliezer exclude? Rabbi Eliezer says you don't have to know which Aveira you did. Even he says you're potter from a carbon by a case of Misasek. So what's the case that you're potter from? Eat the chalav and varayos. It's Misasek of an Aveira of eating or bios asuros chalav and varayos chayiv. Then you would be chayiv achatos. Why? We know that's a rule breaker. Damar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Hamasasek by Chalav and Varayos Chayiv, Shekein Nehene. We know that Shmuel says, has the Chiddush, that if you're Misasek in an Avera that you get physical pleasure from, eating or a Maisabia, so then you're Chayiv Achatas. Why? Shekein Nehene. What does that mean, Shekein Nehene? There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Beis, Hana equals Kavana. So Hana makes it into a case because you got physical pleasure, so it's kilu, you have kavana for it. We have that sometimes, even in the sugyas of psikresha. Why is psikresha chayav on Shabbos? You do act A, which vada causes act B. Maybe you're chayav even without kavana, or the way that some understand it is, it's kilu, you have kavana, if you know for sure it's going to happen. So you see, there are substitutes for kavana. So here too, the Hana is kilu, you're machavein. The other way to say it, Reb Chaim is quoted in a couple of sources. I have it here from the Birch HaShmuel. In Kiddushin and Simen Chaf, Reb Chaim is machalik between two different types of mitzvos, two different types of averus. There are mitzvos that we would call Maisa mitzvah. The focus is the Maisa, or the focus is the Totsa'a. The act or the result. Or the act versus the reality. You have that by mitzvos. Right? Tefillin. Is the mitzvah tefillin putting on tefillin or having tefillin on you? So he says, of course, it's having tefillin on you, right? If somebody helps me put tefillin on, I get the mitzvah, not him. Even though we say lehaniach, but the mitzvah is having tefillin on. And he says, and that's the answer to the Tosfos Kasha. Why tefillin is not subject to shlichus. Remember the Tosfos read, mitzvah shebegufo, second paragraph of Kiddushin. So that's Reb Chaim says that any, and this is kind of like similar to what the Ksos says also. If the mitzvah is one of our reality or a totsa'a, then it's not subject to shlichus. If it's a maisa, then it's subject to shlichus. Fine. But you have the same thing by averus. Some averus, the isser is doing it. Some averus is the isser that results from it. And he says, V'chein gabe averus, yeshnam giam kem bezmini averus. Yeshnam averus da chefsa shel negias gufo hu ha'avera. It's being in contact with that. Kamo chalav v'arayas. Delo ha'maisa hi avera. It's not the maisa, so to speak, but it's the result of the hana, the chefsa shal hanaas achilas grona umeya v'chefsa shal bia. Avo ritzicha, lo avi avira ha chefsa, shiyodav mechatchos ha simanim, Ela maisa biyadayim lechludu avera.
Right, gram ritzicha. You caused the result, but Bez is not going to put you to death if it's only called grama. Even though you got the result, because there is, it's about the maisa ritzicha.
Varaya. And what's the raya?
Ba'achalam varayas. He says, that's the shekeinen. Because the iser, misasik, find you a misasik in the maisa, but the result is the same. And they're going to be chayiv in those cases because of the result. Shekeinene reflects that these types of averas are about the hana'a. The hana'a and not just about the maisa achila of the... You might need a maisa achila in order to get to the result, right? Well, if you have a chelok derech achila, so it still might be a ptur. But that's how he understands hana'a. Good. So let's get back to the question. So what's the case that Rabbi Eliezer says misasik is pater? If it's misasik halam arayas, that doesn't work. You'd be chayiv in that case. If it's misasik b'shabes pater. And if it's misasik on Shabbos, then everybody would agree pater. No, my time off. Malechaz machsheves asra Torah. One of the few places in Shas that says this. Malechaz machsheves. As the pasuk says in Parshas Vayakhel, Shabbos has to be thought out expert work. And on Shabbos, Malechaz machsheves excludes misasik. Misasik, we know Malachas Machsheves excludes Mekalkel, Misasik, Tavashin Miskavein, maybe Grumma, maybe Shinui, maybe all the whole list of actions on Shabbos that don't fulfill Malachas Machsheves. Usually, again, Malachas Machsheves is generally 90% of the time it is a kula for Shabbos. Even if something is an action elsewhere out of Hilchas Shabbos, for Hilchas Shabbos, it's not going to be up to par and you're going to be it's not going to be a maaser for Shabbos. Once in a while, you have the opposite. It's the Gemara in Baba Kama, on Daf Samach, that Malach HaShabbos can be a chumrah. Sometimes. But the majority of times, it's a kula for Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, so what's the case that Rebbe Eliezer agrees that you're putter? If it's Chalma Raisi B'chayev, if it's Shabbos, it's a separate makar that you're putter. So you don't need this makar either. So, says the Gemara, L'Rava Mishkachas La. We're going to have a Bayan Rava soon, but L'Rava Mishkachas La, going to Jeskav and Lachtokas Atalas, Rachatas Esa Mechubar. Rava says, the case where I meant to pick up something that was already detached. I didn't have kavanah for a malacha at all. And I did a malacha. Le'abaya mishkachas la, kigon sheniskavin lahagbiyas atolash v'tochadah chazem mechubar. Even less. Abaya says, you didn't even have kavanah to cut anything. You had kavanah to lift something. Rava says, you have to have kavanah at least to do a cutting. But you had kavanah to cut something separated already, detached, and it wasn't. Abaye says, no, that would even be good enough. Here you have kavanah just to lift something. To Itmar, we have this by Shabbos. If everybody agrees, if I had kavanah to lift something up, and I cut, that's pater, that's misasik. My time up, I don't have any kavanah to do any act of cutting. That's a machlokes. Abaye amar chayiv, that's not misasik, according to Abaye. You had kavanah to do an act of cutting. So that's maybe called shogeg. That's not misasik. Rava Amar Pater. Rava would say, no, you didn't have kavanah to do a malacha. You had kavanah to do an act of heter, and therefore, that would also be misasik. Misasik, again, there are many different types of misasik. If you want a summary of it, if you look in the Hakdama of the Teferis Yisrael to Maseches Shabbos, the Hakdama, he has the Kalkelos HaShabbos. He has 10 pages, all about different rules and regulations, and he goes through every malacha also. So at the beginning, he goes through, in order to do a malacha, you need kulo, you need miskaven, and he talks all about the different types of misasik there. A little later, a couple hundred years later, is if you look in the Shmir Shabbos, in the newer edition of the Shmir Shabbos, so there too at the beginning. He talks all about different Klali Shabbos, and he has a beautiful summary of misasik and all the related issues. The general sugi misasik, just that we can't not mention it, is the achronim discussed. The achronim discussed, how do we look at misasik? Misasik is different than shogeg, we know. Shogeg is chayav a karban, right? Misasik is not. So how do we look at misasik? You're involved in something, you know, you go into your room and you turn the light on, you turn the bathroom light on Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos, you know putting a light on is usur, but you just did it. Right, in the case of misasik, or I brush against it, that's even less. Brush against it, all of these are misasik. So, is misasik the way Rabbi Kiva Eger holds in Simen Ches, one of the most discussed Rabbi Kiva Eger tshuvas, Simen Ches in the Madura Kama, it is a maisa aveira with a patur onshin. You just gotta figure out then why is a putter. Right, if it's a maisa aveira with a patur onshin, so then why should we putter? But he does have a Rambam. The Rambam's lashon of when he talks about misasik in Hilchos Shkagos in Beis Zayin, he says hashogeg shelo b'kavana. So it's like it's a shogeg below kavana.
It's a ma'aseh aveira that you're not chayav for. He puts misaseh closer to shogeg. That's what he calls hashogeg v'lo kavana ba'arayos o b'machalos asuros chayav chatas u'b'shavas padim chatas keitza v'chulu, and he continues. But the Rambam calls it shogeg shlo b'kavana. But the way that the Makar Chayim, the Nesiva, says, and the way that many Achronim say it, is that no, it's not even a ma'aseh aveira. It's not even a ma'aseh aveira. Right? Lamai nafkamina, do you have to try to prevent misaseh? Right? All those guards of the Shabbos guards on the light switches. If misasik isn't even a Maisa Avera, maybe you don't have to prevent it. But what does the Gemara say? You have to check your pockets before you go out on Friday. Right? Why? It's misasik. It's in my pocket. I don't even realize I'm doing the Avera. Maybe, you know, does that show that it is a Maisa Avera? Or maybe we even want to prevent it, you know, even if it's not a Maisa Avera. Again, there's a discussion of that. Rav Sternbach discusses that in Shubas Vanagas, Aleph Reish Lamed Hey. If you want to look up those related. But again, it's many different contexts. It comes up in Yaradeya. What happens if there's somebody dies in a house and there's a Kohen in the house sleeping? You have to wake him up. What if he's naked? Do you have to wake him up and say, run out? Or can you just wake him up and say, you know, let's go. And let him put on his clothes first and then go outside. Shulchan Aruch talks about this in Yaradeya. Why? What if he's wearing kilayim? Right, if somebody's wearing kilayim in the street, you have to tell them that, right? There's kavod abrius, but he's misasik in avera. He has no idea he's doing an avera. So these are all cases, related to this, discussion. Okay, weiter, two dots. As we know, Yossi Mimasha Karanu Kosov Khan. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lo Nechleku V'chulu. So back to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, there's no machlokas about the Bein Hashmashos on Erev Shabbos. I'm saying, if Shabbos and Yom Kippur. There's no machlokas there. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says you might have done half the malacha on Yom Kippur, half the malach on Shabbos. Tanya, and then there's a brisa that says, Amalan Rav Yossi, Dikdakta Macharai. There's a brisa that Rav Yossi says, oh, you got me. Dikdakta Macharai. We don't know what the Rabbanan said back to Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi just answered, oh, Dikdakta Macharai. Did he say, oh, good one, you got me, and I lose? Or was he saying, oh, come on. We don't know what that phrase means. So, my Amrilei, to Amrilu, Dikdakta Macharai. What did the Rabbanan tell Rav Yossi when Rav Yossi says, hey, maybe it's half and half, so you shouldn't be Chayiv? What did they tell him? And then he responded, Dikdakta Macharai. So, Yochi Amrilei, they said, Higbiya Ben Ashvashas Mao. I could think of something that takes a second. So it's impossible they did half and half. Higbiya, what if you pick something up, Ben Ashvashas? Well, you're going to say he did half of that on Yom Kippur, half of that on Shabbos? Amrilu, Dikdakta Macharai. And he answered, okay, you're right, you got me. So Gemara says, why do you have to say that? V'neimalu, he could answer, even something that takes a second, if you split it up into milliseconds, it could still be half and half. So, hachinami karmelu, says the Gemara, okay, you're right, that's exactly maybe what he meant to say. You tried to get me, but it didn't work. Meaning, you could always split every act. Right, split every act. The Aruch Laner talks about other quick acts here, but not for now. Rabbi Yossi, Gemar Melacha, Rabbi Eliezer, Pater. So Rabbi Yossi says that, oh, maybe he did half and half. So it sounds like if he just did Gemar Melacha on one of them, it would be Pater, right, if he only did half. But Hashemana Leidem Machayev, didn't we learn in the Mishnah in Shabbos that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you're Chayev even if you just do a little bit? Ditznan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'orik Shlosha Chutin Betchilo, Va'achad Ala Arik Chayev. If you add on one thread to an already made garment, you're Chayev. So you see, Rabbi Eliezer says even just for half a malacha, a gemar malacha, you'd be Chayev. So what's the problem? Rabbi Yosef says that Rabbi Yosef must have had a different version of that Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ha'orik Shlosha Chutin Betchilo, V'shnayim Ala Arik Chayev. You have to have two, not one. You have to do an entire malacha. Period. Amar Rabbi Yudapodjari, Rabbi Yeshua, Abbe Hashem Tali. So Rabbi Yeshua also potters from Hashem Tali, not just from Chatas. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Yudapodjari, Rabbi Yeshua, Abbe Hashem Tali, Shene Emar, Ki Sechta Velo Yada, Pralazesh, Yada Shechata. Hashem Tali is only if you know, you did not know if you did an Avera. Here you know you did an Avera, you just don't know which one. Amal, Rabbi Shimon, Zeo Shemevi Hashem Tali. That's exactly who brings an Hashem Tali. Shemar Va'asa, Velo Yada. No, Rabbi Shimon says maybe that's exactly who brings an Hashem Tali. That's the Mefurish case in the Torah. We need the Torah Sheval Peh for the case that we thought was Pashat. The case where you don't know if you did an Aveir or not. That's not Mefurish Bikra. So my Havi Allah, so does he really not include it? So Tashma, no. Oh, Savik Chata, Savik Lo Chata, maybe Hashem Tali. You bring Lashon Tali for both. And Mach Aman Alei, and who's the one that says to Omar, Chata Veni Adia Bamei Chata, maybe Hashem Tali, Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon Shita. V'katani, Savik Chata, Savik Lo Chata, maybe Hashem Tali. So Shema Mina, Tzvila Rabbi Shimon, both are included. Savik Chata, Savik Lo Chata, maybe Hashem Tali. Fine. Reb Shimon Shazuri, Reb Shimon Omer Lo Nechlechu V'chulu. So Reb Shimon Shazuri and Reb Shimon, remember, said that they don't argue on Shem Echad, Shtei Shemos. So what do they argue about? Im Keimata Malomar Asher Chata Ba'Pralam Misasik. Right? They limit it, but everybody would agree still Misasik is the one that's excluded. Omer Abdachon Amr Shvuah Misadim B'Chalam Arayas Chayv Shekein Nene Misasik B'Shabbos Pater Melechas Machsheves Asra Torah. As we said, let's try to do one more section. Omer Leirav Alor Rav Nachman V'Hatinokos. But what about the case of Tinokos, about two baby boys that have to get a bris milah, one on Shabbos and one on Sunday, and the Moel messed up? Techi Misasik Dami. Isn't that like a case of Misasik? Right? He's involved in an act and he has no idea. He's doing an Avera. Fitznan. Misha Yeloshte Tinokos. The Mishnah says in Shabbos, you have two babies. Echalamu b'Shabbos. Techalamu b'Echad b'Shabbos. Vishachach amala shel Echad b'Shabbos b'Shabbos. The Sunday baby you do on Shabbos. You're supposed to do it on, right? Meaning, so you do day seven. Right? One baby is supposed to get bris milah today, one baby is supposed to get bris milah tomorrow, and you did the day seven one today, you're a blazer machayev chatas. Blazer says you're chayev chatas because you did the malacha of chavala, of chovel. Rabbi Shua poter. Rabbi Shua says not. Why? So this is the sugya there in Shabbos. Ad kamo b'kadar Rabbi Yeshua. Why did Rabbi Yeshua say poter from the chatas? Elam Yishuim tekasavar ta' bidvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah poter. It's, if you think you're doing a mitzvah, then for sure you're not going to be chayev chatas. That's why he says you're not chayav chatas. Avol misasik b'davar delav mitzvah. But what if you did a case where you weren't involved in a mitzvah at all? Right, this is dafka the mila case. But in that case, avi Rabbi Shua machayev. The only reason he says pater is because ta b'dvar mitzvah v'lo asa mitzvah. But if it would be stam a case, then even Rabbi Shua would agree that you are chayev. Isn't that a case of misasik? Why would you be chayev? Amar lo hanach letinokos. No, leave the case of Shabbos and doing mila on Shabbos away. Ho'elo makalkal b'chabur achayiv, mis'asik b'chabur achayiv. We know the malacha of chovel is different. The malacha of chovel, wounding on Shabbos, says the Gemara, usually there's a p'tur of doing an act in a destructive way. Makalkal, that's also learned out from Malachat b'chavis. But there are certain malachas that are inherently destructive. Says the Gemara, by those malachos, it could be that there is no p'tur of makalkal. So just like there's no p'tur of makalkal, says the Gemara, because they're inherently destructive, so too there's no p'tur of misasik. Just like hol makalkal b'chabura chayiv, so too, according to the Shita, misasik b'chabura would be chayiv as well. There is, again, we'll stop here, but again, there, remember, we haven't had this discussion in a long time, and that is, the malacha of chovel is not one of the av malachas. Right? Which av malacha is chovel included in? It's not one of the 39. So that is at least four different opinions in the Rishonim, at least three different opinions. There's a Rashi and Shabbos. Maybe it's Soveya, because you color the skin when you div Kabbalah. Maybe it's Shochet. Right? Shochet. What do you have to Mali Kotla Kula, Mali Kotla Palga? The Rambam says it's Dosh. Dosh, when you punch somebody and you give a wound. Dosh, like the threshing. What is Dosh? Dosh, according to the Rambam, a lot of halachas are included in Dosh. Three different opinions, right? You have to know halach lamaisa, when we're allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos, when it's day eight. Which malacha are we being doche? Which av malacha? Which av malacha? Maybe some suggest it's tikkun mana by bris mila. If you're masakin, you're making him a mahul. Anyway, but that's the malacha of chovel. So we got a little bit into besase, but Hashem, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, next time we finish up the fourth parak and get into the fifth. Okay? We will stop here.